And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Saint Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. I'm your host, Jeff Bowman, along with Mr. Fred Smith with us today. Good evening, Fredo.
Hey, good to... We got some company in the...
That's right.
In the cave today, you know?
Cave studio with us in studio instead of just the... On the phone, we got him in-house today, is head track coach, Mr. Tim Bauer. Tim, good to have you inside the cave with us this morning, or this evening.
Pretty privileged to be inside, trust me.
You should be. You should feel very privileged as you were able to make it in here. There's a select few that get to walk through these doors. You didn't tap it on the way in. No. See the sign up there? Those who stay through these doors... will sound good.
There you go.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. It's always fun.
Well, Coach, it's coming up down to what, one last meet? You've got the Nationals now coming up. Was it the end of this week?
We leave Sunday next week, and okay. We compete on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
All right.
Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Okay. Now that we've got the pleasantries out of the way of that, and we'll come back to that, but... When's the Hall of Fame induction for you down there?
I knew you were going to ask that. It's actually Tuesday, May 24th at noon.
Okay, so you got to be down there by then.
Yeah, we'll be there on Monday. So,
okay.
So pretty humbling, you know, looking forward to it. Just to say hello to a lot of friends down there and all that. And should be a fun time.
Well, I knew you weren't going to talk much about it, so will explain a little bit more about
higher
it as
honor.
Well.
No higher honor
because this
for
is
an NIA coach.
This is an NIA Hall of Fame induction. This is as good as it gets for the accomplishments for being part of the NIA. So this is it's not only because you've been around for a long time, Coach. There's a little bit more to it as well. I mean, that's part of it, yes, but... Fred's in there, so you got
to
join along with him.
To go in with Fred.
And it is. I mean, and again, I know you're very humble about it, but this is it is a pretty big honor, and this is from your peers, correct?
Yes.
Coach, you got to.
There's one answer. Yes.
Yeah, Coach, you got to, I'm going to get something out of him here, Jeff. You got to just talk to the audience about the shape of the program when you got it, and this is no slap at anything else, but it was a program that we're just trying to get off the ground, and then how you built a program really without really an outdoor track, and after a while, after we resurfaced the fieldhouse, a functioning indoor track. I mean, and you built a program where I even look at your times this year of unbelievable athletes, so it kind of... Take yourself back and when you first started, what were your goals?
Well, when you come in as a young coach, it's pretty young, and thank you for hiring me, Fred. And but it was, it wasn't a bad transition. What I really liked about being at Siena Heights is that Coach Smith let us be us. He just said, just don't mess up. Be there. I'm not going to do it. You run your own program, and I really appreciate that, so it takes a lot of pressure off of you. But I remember being young. I was going up north recruiting. Right. When you're young, you're all over the place.
Right.
I went everywhere on the days we didn't have a hard practice, and that really helped and get your word out. And that's the thing you got to do is get some of these great athletes, some state athletes. And we've been lucky with the ones that we get that they get a lot better.
Yeah.
Not saying it's because of coaching with me, but they have – we built a toughness back in the day like Coach did for his cross country when he did and his basketball teams. And I kind of molded after that.
Well, that's one thing I was going to say, though. You did not have huge shoes to follow. The cross country coach taking over for this guy.
They were always size 11 back then. Now I'm 12 and 8. And I couldn't run very well, so you're right.
As far as cross country coaches go.
Well, Jimmy Miller, who coaches at Adrian, and me were just talking tonight about the old days with Fred and – we had a great time, and, Fred was a great leader for us, and we worked hard. I mean, you got to get out there, and you got to get after him. And, after we had cheese sandwiches all our lives and for lunches, we kind of changed the culture a little bit and all that. But
that is one thing, though, to what you said you had learned from Coach Smith, though, is one thing is he's not a cross-country coach.
No, but you know what?
He's a coach.
Yes.
And he's able to get the best out of the athletes that are there. Yes. And that's what you took from him.
Right. And when your student athletes know you care and you'll run through a wall for them, they're going to do the same for you. And that's kind of how Fred coached, and his players did that same thing.
Yep.
You know, he took that, and they knew he could yell at him, and they know you care when you get yelled at. When I got yelled at, I figured they cared.
Well, yes.
If they didn't yell at me, they didn't care.
Well, and I played for a lot of guys, too, that, you know, yell and scream, but they're also the first guys that
got your back
and tell you how good you did. If you did something positive, they're just as excited about something positive
absolutely
as about something that you did wrong and they're trying to correct. And
yep.
And that's where a student athlete can definitely, you know, respect and work hard for coaches that are that way with them.
Right. Yeah, I agree tremendously with that. So,
you know, Coach, you started by building a bit a distance presence, you know, with the success of our cross country teams right early in the 80s, and then from there, so you had that distance core of some great runners when Jimmy Miller, obviously, and then John Detro and Wade Perry, Pat, you name all the way down to through the years. But then you went in different directions. I mean, you built a throwing program where we didn't have football then, and we had all, I mean, and then you had built pole vaulters.
Yeah.
And I mean, I want you to talk about all this, you know, I mean, it's amazing.
Well, you know, the throws, you always look for some pretty good sized guys that had potential, and then you get a coach in there, and we've had great coaches.
Yeah, you've hired some
over
good
the
people
year for our throws. You know, Flan and Jordan and Logan and Sarah, they just were great. And then you look at pole vault, we got the best pole vault coach and Coach Richards, you know, who does our field events. He does a tremendous job. All the national champs we've had with his high jump and throws. And I think that culture that you build there, once you get that, then you see a lot of young men and women that want to be part of that. Everybody wants to be part of a winner.
Right.
You know, and it's something that took a long time to kind of really get going. But, you know, we had some pretty good teams.
Right, you and know, you had some great individuals.
Absolutely, yes. We had a lot of them that, you know, we never thought how many we're going to get national champs. Or we got quite a few now.
You sure do.
And for a while, we had a streak of one of the year or two a year. And we built a lot off of local young men,
right,
men and women, too.
A lot of All-American pitchers when you walk in that field house.
Yes, and that's a big part of it. And just the coaches that you surround yourself with. Because when I started, it was not a lot of coaches. Coach Dooley was there with us. And then, you know, basically you had to go around every 15 minutes and check on how everybody's doing. Now we got some really good young assistants, Coach Richards, who's a women's head coach. And it's been great. But it was a process, a long time to get that built where we thought we could. Because, I mean, we went to places where, you know, we didn't have a lot of money to start out or no buses. We had vans, and that's okay. But that was part of that, of being tough.
Yes.
You know, you didn't have everything great. You didn't do this, you didn't do that. But we did with what we had,
mm-hmm,
and did well with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like I said, Coach is a great leader. He didn't check on our back, or I mean, he had our back all the time, but he didn't push. Wow, what are you doing here? What are you doing?
Not looking over your shoulder
no,
all the time. Let you
it
be
was
you.
Great. It was great. You could be yourself, coach the way you did, but we coached the way he did.
Right.
You know? So it's like, and Pat, who was there before me, was my coach.
Right.
Taught me a lot too, and I give him credit for that. I just saw him the other day. At
right. He was
one
in
of
town.
The graduation thing and all that, and you know, you kind of molded by who you had, your mom, your dad, everybody. It was just tough growing up on a farm and stuff, and we took that and ran with it and said, you know what, this isn't so bad. This is kind of fun.
Yeah,
you know, getting out there and recruiting all over the place. And let's face it, you win with good people.
Mm-hmm.
You win with good people. You surround yourself with good people, you're going to be all right.
Well, you're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, brought to you by Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. Again, Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, and Coach Tim Bauer with us in here talking some track. And And, you know, you go back a long ways with this, you know, Tim. And
you got to rub it in, Jeff?
No, I'm just saying, this is a program, as you said, though, but, you know, when you were recruiting a lot of guys over here that, you know, where are our practices? Well, we got to run across town over to the high school and use their track.
Yep.
You know, and that's again, talking about not handing things to athletes. They're not walking in and going, well, we get the Taj Mahal of facilities here. It's no. I'm going to have hardworking guys because for them to be able to do this, they're going to have to want to do it and want to be here. And I think that's probably how you were able to build the success and build the program because you did, you found, you know, guys and girls that wanted to be at Siena Heights, and that put you guys on the map.
And it was always fun beating bigger schools, you know, and that was part of what we taught and recruiting. Hey, we're going to run against them. We're going to throw against them or jump against them for the men and women. And that made a big difference that we could do that, go against Michigan, Michigan State, and things like that. You're not always going to win. I remember a couple times we gave Easterns pretty good battles and cross country and things like that. But that's how you get where you want. It's not by if you go whoop on everybody all the time. You want something that makes you get better.
Well, and, you know, we're going to talk with a guy, you know, Matt Gipple in a little bit that – you know, he just ran a 10.47 the other day in 100, and, you know, that holds up very well anywhere. You know, he's here in Adrian at Siena Heights running that time, but he's a guy that could probably be running at a lot of different universities.
Yeah, and the 100, the sprints in our conference, you can ask Coach Smith, are tough. I'm naming off Indiana Tech kid went 10.17, and then 10.3, 10.3, 10.4, you just line them up right down the line. And Matt got one big one and put himself in that group. So he's been a good one for us, as has all our kids this year. They persevered. I mean, we had COVID for 2 years. Terrible weather this year, no excuses.
It was.
But one of the worst I've ever seen in my time. And you know what? The kids took it. They took that punch, men, and they gave it back. And once the weather got warmer, we did some good things.
Yeah.
So yeah, well, you hosted your Don Kleinel annual meet. There were 17 schools there, and I could only stay outside about a half hour, 40 minutes. And but the kids, all the teams were out there gutting it out. Yeah. But the one thing, Coach, I'm in reminiscing a little bit more, the way you developed a lot of young men was also very amazing. Certainly the Carl Brown came in, and you took him to the next level. I mean, almost a national team. But a guy like Josh Wonders that came from Hudson High School and ends up being a national champ. I mean, that's quite a story, you know?
And Josh, I don't know if I should tell the story, but, you know, Durbin and Romo were coaches at Hudson. Hey, Tom called me and said, hey, I got this guy. I go, yeah, what's he run? Oh, about a 203, 800. I said, I got like five guys that run 152 or under, and I got a softball game.
Yeah.
And he goes, and I said, that was wrong, you know, because these are my guys. And I said,
yeah, your athletes.
So he said, how about we run him on the first leg of the 4x8 at Sand Creek? You can look at him and then go to your softball game. So he got there, and that guy ran a 157 split all by himself. I said, we'll take him, and I went and played softball.
Yeah.
And we ended up getting him and Jeff Marsh out of that, too, from Waldron, two great athletes. And
Jeff was another one, a little school guy that could do Waldron. Everything.
Yeah. But a lot of stories like that, like Fred said, that, you know, they just – once you get from high school to college, wherever you run, you're in with a group that's guys that are, and ladies that are going to get you where you want to go together. You know, sometimes if you're at a big school – and they're not paying any attention to anybody. They're going to be practicing by themselves. Well, here you're going to see us every day together. So that makes a big difference.
Yeah, you built a family, Coach. That's what you really did with your all your student athletes. It's very apparent when you're around them and when we're around reunions, and that family still exists for you, and you should be very proud.
But Fred mentioned Carl Brown. He's a guy that, you know, went to the national level. Yeah. And, you know, when you brought him in here, probably weren't thinking that that's the expectations of him and how far he could exceed him.
Well, Carl told me, he says, because he was okay, he wasn't great. I said, Carl, what are your goals? I'm going to the Olympics. I said, how about you win our conference meet first? That's exactly what I told him. I'll never forget. And the first day, Carl, me, we didn't have an eye to eye. And then after that, it was a great relationship. And he actually won a U.S. championship.
Yeah.
We got to see him do that. That was probably one of the funnest times of my life. A bunch of us coaches went out and watched him. And I'll never forget. And he's thanking Siena Heights on ESPN. You know, he won by a lot. He was ranked third in the world that year. But, you know, so it was good to see him. And the other young men like that have had a great opportunity to do a lot of things for us. And you know what? Once you get your picture up on the wall, nobody can ever take that away from you.
That's right. That's right. And as you know, as far as just recruiting and talking with kids, and you can always point to that too. That hey, this guy was a national champion,
yeah,
ranked in the world from our university,
right?
You know, from this
yep.
field house where he practiced, where he ran,
yeah.
And so those are things that you can, yeah. you know, that help build, you know, those strong things when you're out there trying, when you're driving up north or driving to Columbus right. or wherever that, you know, we've got guys that we've put in places.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to the ladies because
yes.
I haven't coached them a long
yeah,
time.
Right.
Coach Richards has done a great
Some
job.
Some great and ladies we've had.
Tina Richards, who we called Iron
oh
Maiden.
Oh, my
so,
gosh. She
Teresa
an
Padilla, Krishana Teresa, Parker, you know, all those ladies. And just, now the ones that coach Casey Renshaw, who has national records, and all the women high jumpers that he's had national champs. So it's not just because we're here with the guys and I.
No,
yeah. Well, yeah, you also coached the women till
about what? 28 years. It's
yeah.
worth.
I mean, so you
Kirk's
coach both programs,
yep.
and Kirk has certainly done
right,
wonderful
for sure.
No, it is an amazing thing, and you know, I always give you a hard time and say, you know, now that you got a track, shoot,
yeah,
you
yeah.
should be. You know, hey guys, I got a track now. Come on over.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to beat it now, but. All of a sudden, though, you look at the WAC conference compared to when you started here.
The explosion.
Yes, yeah, and what track. You have to try to now compete with on the recruiting
right.
circuit is yeah. a lot different than it was before when you could just drive around and talk to
but
some people.
You know what? At our conference meet, we hung in there a long time, and then this weekend we ran some pretty tough things with the guys, and one of our coaches said, your guys always step up, and that means a lot. They always come for you because you never know.
Right.
You know, but that's the thing that made me feel good was how hard they run and how hard they throw, jump.
Well, one of the things you always, when you coach cross country and watching you at meets, Siena Heights kids, you never like to see them get past when they were coming down the stretch.
Drove me nuts.
You always push the kids toward the end. And look at how we started, or you started, and Pat, you know, Pat
yep.
Palmer, who recruited you. And
right.
A lot of guys, I'm thinking of the guys you
Bruce
brought
Lee.
In, Bruce Lee and a bunch of guys. But then you were competing against, you know, Grand Valley and Hillsdale and Saginaw
Ferris.
Valley was a and Ferris.
Oh.
Then we went to a lot of schools left, and it was our district. And
yeah.
so Tri-State then.
Classic we used to run.
Yeah, the Tri-State Classic is Aquinas and whatnot, different rivalries, Spring
yeah.
Arbor. I mean, we had rivalries yeah. with a lot of yeah. these schools at different times. And
for sure.
Now we've got how many schools in our track?
10, I think.
10.
Yeah.
How many cross-country schools? I mean,
10.
There was a time in the 90s you won the league, I don't know how many years in a row. We couldn't even get four teams
yeah.
to.
We always had five, and then yeah. it got to six, seven, and then it started going
Tech
up.
Really pushed the envelope. You got to give Indiana Tech credit.
Yes. They've done a great job.
Yeah, it's made everybody work harder, hasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. And then, you know, they all showed up at the conference. I mean, everybody went at each other, men, women. It was great. And then they're all, you know, the nice thing about track, if you watch, they're all pretty good friends.
Yeah.
You know, and
they support
each other.
Yeah,
they're
it's really
for
cool.
each other at the meet, you know?
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat. And
yeah, it is a little different, I mean,
yeah.
you know, than some of the other sports. But at the same time, it's. There are, you know, you want to get them, but
yeah.
afterwards it's.
But
hey,
all you seniors, thank you, man, at graduating. We got one big meet left, so make sure you're ready to go.
So well, how many guys? Good. How many people are you taking down to?
We got
Gulf
10,
Shores.
15 total with men and women, and that was pretty good because we had a slow start with the weather.
Because
we
it's
had
all
a little
standard,
more,
based.
Right?
All
right.
Based on times and heights and jumps and. So we'll give all of them credit. Men and ladies really did a good job of stepping up at the end.
Well, and
so.
It's nice to have some of these last chance qualifiers and things like that, too.
Yeah.
Just especially being up here in the North, where it has been so crazy, where, you know, you get some of these other, these Southern schools and stuff that they, it's a lot easier for them to try to do a lot of things than what we can do here. So, well, good coach, you know, again, enjoy, when you get down there. And Fred, I know you're going to be down there with him as well. And,
look forward to
it. You know, it's going to be a great time. I know that, again, you're very humble and, but, knowing you for as many years, too, it's very well-deserved, Coach.
Well, I really appreciate it, and I thank you.
All right, we're going to take a time out. We're going to talk to one of these guys that make Coach look good once in a while when we get back here with more Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, also Tim Bauer with us here. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman along with Coach Fred Smith and head men's track coach Tim Bauer. And now on the line is one of Coach Bauer's student athletes, Matt Gipple. Matt, good to have you in with us today.
I appreciate you guys for having me. Thank you.
No problem. Well, this is a big week coming up. Not only you're going to run, Coach is going to be inducted to the Hall of Fame. I'm going to keep saying it all night long just to drive him nuts. But you did some good things this past week in the that St. Francis Fighting Chance invite to get that, these last chances. But getting a new PR in the 100, 10-4-7, that is a great time. I remember when we had you in before, how much you've improved on that time, and it still keeps getting lower and lower.
Yeah, it was definitely a surreal feeling when I crossed the line and got to look at the digital scoreboard and saw a 10-4-7 pop up. So it was definitely a very exciting feeling come over me.
Well, that's so what events are you going to be running down there?
Just the 100 and 4x1.
Okay. All right. That's still pretty doggone good. And Coach, this is a guy that, when he was in before, Fred and I both just our eyes went, huh? When he talked about how much he's improved since he's been here and the times, and this is what's one good thing that that makes Matthew Gipple what he is as a student athlete at Siena Heights.
Nothing comes easy, working hard and making sure that I do what I can do and within my power to be at my best at the right time, I guess.
He said exactly why he's getting so much better. He's got a tough mentality. His whole family, his brother does too, and he's just works and does whatever you ask him to do.
Now, Matt, you're going to be long jumping down at Nationals too, aren't you? No?
Okay. No, I hit a provisional mark, but our team is maxed out on our provisional mark. So I gave up mine so that our 4x8 relay.
See, what a teammate, man.
Run down there.
There you go. It's exactly what we were just talking about. What makes a great Saint is somebody that's given up one of their spots so other guys can go showcase themselves. So that's awesome. Well, again, this is a good year for you. What's the one thing that you're most proud of for this season?
I just say probably always hitting a PR just the way I like it. I know the weather hasn't been too great this outdoor season, so being able to even compete is pretty nice to have too.
What's your goals at Nationals? What do you hope to accomplish? I mean, how many preliminaries do you have to run through this process to get to the finals?
I believe I just have one preliminary, and I'm hoping to make the podium in the 100 because, I mean, I'd like to make podium in both events. I think our 4x1 relay is capable of doing so. I believe I'm capable of making it to the finals and getting on the podium for the 100. So I think I can even go a little bit faster than a 10.47. Just basically go down there, take care of business, come back with some hardware.
So who are some of the other guys, either coach, you maybe can answer this, that run the relay with, man?
Lead off is Noah Cunningham, then Davion Curry, then Sherrod Cohen, and then Matt brings it home. And we've had some – we were going to have a heck of a time the other night, but we kind of messed up a baton exchange, but they were going to run probably 40-point, which is quick. So we think we can do really well in that. And shout out to all those guys and everybody that's making it.
And that's a big thing. I mean, handoffs can win or lose some of those races.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. That's the key, right, Matt? You got to pass it. You got to pass the baton. So,
yeah, there's a little more leeway in the, you know, the 4x4 or whatever, but the 4x1, there's not a lot of room for error. Is that something, you know, Matt, do you guys work a lot on just your baton exchange?
Oh, yeah. Every practice, basically.
So what is the school record in that event?
41-34, but we were going to shatter that the other day.
Yeah, you guys,
the team that we were behind, and we weren't far behind, was 40.1.
Wow.
So,
and you ran a 41-81 the other day with a little hiccup.
With some hiccups, yeah.
So
what do you think you need to do to get in the finals?
Run really fast.
Yeah, no, but time-wise.
I have no idea with the wind and stuff.
Yeah. Just... Well, and it's going to be hot down there. Is that
right, Matt? Really fast.
Smooth handoffs and run as fast as you can.
Yeah. So,
Tim,
that's
why you're such a successful coach.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to stand up there.
Turn left, right? The old track joke.
Yeah, but at the Hall of Fame. So, Coach, what you got here? I told guys run really fast, and they did.
So, you know, because it's going to be hot down there, Matt. Does that help sprinters?
Helps sprinters out.
And it hurt the distance, right?
I can't speak for a distance runner because anything over 200 meters,
you're not running it.
No.
But, no, the heat definitely helps. Just keep a higher core body temperature and keep your muscles firing at a high intensity. So,
yeah, it helps those fast twitch muscles get loose quick.
Right.
Where the mid-distance got a little not quite as fast twitch, but, you know, takes a little more toll.
Well, and it doesn't mean that you're going to have great races. It's just that it's hard to run great times in heat and distance. That's why a lot of times you either run in the evening or whatnot, because it's usually warm down there, isn't it, Coach?
Yep. 4x8 ran pretty well, though, but it was towards the evening, but they had a good one, too. So we got the two relays and then Gip's brother and then a pole vaulter, TJ, and all those guys on there. So I think we can do pretty well. Or, you know, if you don't think you can do well, there's no reason to go. So we'll be there.
That's right. That's like, you know, Rich Strike at the
the horse.
Yeah. They asked the owner, you know, I mean, did you just put him in here thinking, well, you got a shot at it? He said, no, if I don't think I got a horse that can win a race, I'm not going to enter him. You know what I mean? And that's what you guys got to look at. You know, if I don't think I can win, why am I here? And that's what you got to have that confidence going in to say, this is what we got to do to get there. So,
you should have been a coach.
I should have been, but, you know, I look at you guys and I think, no, I'm glad I didn't. But, you know, Matt, one of the, you know, he mentioned your brother. How fun is that to be able to compete and to be able to practice and hang out, you know, all the time with your brother at the college?
It's probably one of the best feelings ever. I know a lot of people don't even get that option, that chance to experience it, but I'm really glad I do. I enjoy every minute of it, so I'm not going to complain about it.
Hey, talk again now that you finished your sophomore year. Tell the audience what are you studying at Siena?
I study sport management. I plan to become a high school athletic director after college. So,
chasing what these guys, especially Coach, did. You know, Coach Smith. That's a good way to look at things, especially at that high school level. You want to be able to make a difference in some kids' lives, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have one that kind of mentored you that made you think that way?
Not really an AD, but I don't know. A lot of people throughout my entire life has influenced me, so.
Coach Bauer being one of those now, right?
Most definitely.
See, I had to get you again, Coach.
Well, listen, Matthew, I just want to wish you, we're going to be down there, see Coach Bauer, wish you a lot of luck, get yourself ready, and I can't wait to see you compete down in Gulf Shores.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck with that, and, hopefully you come back with some hardware, and, we want to get, as we talked about earlier, pitchers on the wall walking in that field house, the more we can get up there, the better, so. It'd be nice to have a few come back to be able to get some pictures on the wall up there.
Yep, that's the goal, absolutely.
Thanks, Gip.
Thank you.
All right, once again, that's Matthew Gipple. Good luck with him and the rest of the athletes that head down there to the Gulf Shores for the national tournament coming up in a week. So we got to take a timeout. We'll be back with more St. Sports Weekly, brought to you by CN Heights University and also Magic Fountain, Mini Storage, and Auto Wash. We'll be back with more right here, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, and also Coach Tim Bauer with us this evening. And now we're talking track, and we had a current student athlete. Now we go former, we go alumni, as we have Della Jackson with us. Good evening, Della. Good to have you in with Saint Sports Weekly.
Hi, glad to Della. Be here with you all.
It's Coach Bauer is again here, and Coach Fred Smith, and going back in a way back machine with those two guys in here talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, Della, having you on is so special. This is Coach Smith. Tell the audience what you're up to now.
What I'm up to? So I'm actually Royal Oak High School's head girls cross country coach and their assistant track coach. Well, actually, I work mostly with the mid-distance crew for 7 years now.
Wow.
And really enjoying it. My cross team, we actually got our girls to the state meet 3 years in a row. So we're hoping to continue that tradition this fall for a fourth.
You'll definitely be able to do it, Della. You guys you're a great coach. And just what you've done for Siena Heights over the years. You guys were the number one fans for probably 20-some years till you had to start traveling to watch those kids play all the time, which is awesome.
I know, and you know, every time.
I'd always look, where's the Jackson family at? There they are. So we really appreciated that. You were part of us, still are.
Aw, thanks. It always lands, like our Oakland County Championships, always lands on the weekend of Alumni Weekend. And I'm like, oh,
wow.
We can't make it out there again.
Someday you
always
will.
Well, Della, explain a little bit to people that didn't go to Siena with you and these guys, you know, like myself and some of the audience, you know, how did you get to Siena? What was that process? And you know, what is the big thing you take away from your time at Siena Heights?
Okay, so I'm going to start from the beginning.
Okay.
And Coach Bauer know where I'm going.
Yeah, I know where you're going. That's all right.
So I started off at Macomb Community College. I came from a family that, you know, that was not wealthy enough to send me off to college or to pay for costs. So I started off at a community college, which paid for most of my tuition. So after my 2 years at Macomb, I came across a coach who was Coach Bauer that was trying to get me to get over to Siena, and I did not want to refuse because I was being recruited by all these other colleges. They were just too big, and Siena just seemed like the right fit because I come from a small city. Adrian's a small city. So I made that decision, and then fall of 90 or 92, I believe it was.
Yeah,
I was blessed with a child.
All right.
And I had to break the news to Coach Bauer. And I was terrified and thinking, oh, this coach is not going to want me. Yeah, he's going to say, you know, blow me off and be like, well, we're not going to bring you in. But instead, he was like, no, you're coming to Siena. And I was like, whoa, this guy is cool. So if it wasn't for Coach Bauer, I don't know. And I'm trying not to get emotional.
I'm already there.
If it wasn't for him, I don't know where I would be.
Well, and
where I'm at now is because of him.
And what you're saying is basically what Coach Smith and I talked about with Coach Bauer early on, you know, about why this program is so special. And, you know, you summed it up right there, you know, not knowing what to say to him, not knowing how he was going to react, but knowing that you get to spend more time with him because of the way he reacted and the way he accepted everything you said to him.
Exactly. He's like my second dad. Mm-hmm. Like the whole Siena faculty, my teammates, classmates, I mean, it was like a big family. Like, they took me in like I was their own. I mean, I had babysitters left and right.
We watch your kids grow up. That was so cool, you know?
Yeah.
How are they doing now?
How old is Leonard?
Yeah, how are your children? What's
he
going on?
Is 20. He'll be 28.
Wow.
In yeah,
I
he looks like a grown. He had a beard and everything.
And then Marcus is what, 22? One?
He's 22, and he just called us like 2 days ago. He's finishing up his, he's at U of M still, and engineering is biomechanical engineering.
Oh, that's great.
And he finally landed an internship. So
awesome.
Very happy with him.
Awesome.
Della, you said you were from a little town. Where were you from originally?
Port Huron, Michigan.
Wow.
So it's right at the thumb near Sarnia, right across the bridge from Sarnia. So, yeah, that little town, Blue Water area.
Well, and again, you know, what are some of your memories of, you know, competing here as an athlete?
Oh, there's so many. I think the one memorable one was, I think it was the conference meet at Spring Arbor. And I was able to compete with one of my teammates. Was it Jackie Clark, who also had an son on the team, same age as Leonard. Yeah, and they are best buds to this day. We both ran the 600-meter run. And that was, like, one of my memorable moments that I was able to, like, actually compete at a conference meet. There's so many memories. Just being able to graduate with a degree. The first child in my family was able to earn a degree from a college. And I applied. Well, actually, my degree is in child development, so I'm actually able to apply that learning to my coaching now, because I had to retire from preschool teaching because I had a heart issue that it put a lot of stress on. So my doctor said, you have to retire. So I'm like, what am I going to do? So I ended up coaching And it worked out perfectly because of coaching girls. There's a lot of developmental issues. And I apply my learning to that, and it worked out perfectly.
Can I say something about Della first?
No, you sure can,
she
Coach.
Didn't
That's
say
why we kept you around.
How good she was at Macomb when we recruited her. She's like an 18-time All-American. I said, well, bring your husband Don with him. Maybe he'd be pretty good, too.
Yeah, you got the two-for-one pick.
That's right. And it turned out to be something special. But I remember having the two little fellas going down to the daycare that was still down at the old school and yep. taking them while you guys were in class. And I had one in each arm, like 5 years, 4 years old, walking down the street. That was awesome. So.
Yeah, those were the days. Oh, and the ball pit in the on the track.
Yeah, those were great.
Well, yeah. And I still have pictures.
Oh.
Del, this is my favorite part of doing this show is when we do the alumni, and I can find out a lot about you know, the coaches and Fred, but just about how special this university is to so many people, and it's great to hear the alumni speak about the memories and how Siena shaped them to be what they are today.
Yeah, it really. I can't say enough about Siena. I mean. I just can't. It's a wonderful place to be. Like, it really shaped me to the person I am right now.
Who are some of your favorite teachers when you were here?
Trudy.
Trudy
McSorley. McSorley.
She's a legend, and Adrian still.
Yeah. Yeah, and Miss Griffin. Miss Griffin was
Mary Griffin. What a great lady.
Yes, Mary Griffin. And I love when she brought her dogs to the choir. Yeah. And those were the two teachers. I think, I forget, there was another one. I was able to bring Leonard to class, and he was a quiet child, but they were so welcoming, letting him come to class, and everybody would just, like, hover around, like, oh, my God, can I see what he looks like? it was just, they were just so open to let me actually complete my studies, even though I had a child.
Well, you know,
it was just a wonderful experience.
The one when Marcus, when we were recruiting Marcus, and, you know, we were all set and give you a good package and everything.
Yep.
And then U of M, he says, well, we think this will be good. And then U of M calls and got him in engineering school. And I remember you guys, well, we haven't decided yet. I said, you know what, just go where you got to go. You know, it's hard to get into that engineering program. And, so that's kind of relationship.
It was hard. It was hard because I was like, oh, we want you to go to Siena. But you're like,
Yeah.
No. You had the engineering school. So I was like,
Yeah, you did good.
Della, where did your kids go to high school?
Both of them went to Royal Oak High, which is funny because that's where I coached.
Yeah. And that used to be, and I know I'm dating myself, but it used to be what? Kimball and Dondero. And so it's just one school.
The school that I'm at is basically used to be Kimball, and they just merged to Royal Oak High. But Dondero is the middle school now.
Oh,
so it's all six through eighth, and each floor is a grade. So that's what they use Dondero for.
Well, I just interviewed a young man recently on our morning show named Blake Hairston that ran track at Royal Oak, and he might be around the same age as your oldest son.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Blake.
Yep.
Oh, geez, he ran with, yes, I know who Blake is.
Oh, that's funny. He just got a wonderful kind of internship. He was accepted into a program that the NBA is running that there's only 24 people were accepted into this to learn how to do upper management and stuff with that. Yeah, thousands applied and 24 got it. He was one of them. So he's a friend of my son. So I had him in here to talk about it. We talked about him going to Royal Oak, and I got age wise when you're talking about your sons. I'm like, you know what? He's probably right around there.
So
that's funny. That's great. Well,
wow.
You know, Della, this is again. I enjoy talking with this, and so. Before we get out of here, what's probably one of your best memories of Coach Bauer?
Oh, my gosh.
I know there's probably too many.
Oh, my gosh. It's so many. He's like a grandfather, father figure, just watching him, like, you know, interact with Leonard when he was small. He even got a bite for his birthday, his first birthday.
That was fun.
That was, like, the best. Like, we had cake in the field house. I mean, I still have pictures. When he was digging in the cake, and Bauer brings out this little tricycle and literally ride it around on the track. That was, like, the best moment just watching Coach doing that.
Yeah, I mean, Coach took care of all our kids.
Actually.
Yeah, I know, between, you know, your kids,
yeah,
and
Coach,
you know, Fred.
He was good to all our children, yeah. Coach Sam, you name it.
When Gordy was there and his running around.
Everybody loved Coach Bauer.
Well, Del, I know they're going to get you going here, but I want to know you. I love your family. You know that, and all of you. Like,
well, you know I love you too, Coach.
Yep.
Well, again, thank you very much, Del. We appreciate your time and, you know, some good stories about Coach and about your time at Siena Heights. So we thank you very much for coming in to Saints Sports Weekly and sharing a little insight of you know what you were able to gain here from Siena Heights. So thank you very much.
Yeah, and best of luck to
you're
you
welcome.
And your team.
Thanks Della.
See you later.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Yeah. Once again, that's Della Jackson. So appreciate her coming in. Well, Coach, we just got a couple minutes left, so you don't have to. You can put them on or not put them on. Doesn't matter. You can hear better. You know, it was glass here, but
that was tough.
Yeah,
she's great.
That's awesome though. But again, you know, Fred, that's what we talked about early on with Coach, and you know how building relationships and how those stay are what such a special place that Siena Heights is for so many people.
Well, we appreciate that, and that's what your hope to be as a. You know, at any time you're a coach or try to be a mentor, you want to, you know, teach them everything right and wrong and things you can, and see them grow up today and being special all the time is amazing. Coach knows that. He went to visit some of his old alumni not long ago, and I tell you what we were talking already about getting a group together from some of the 90s and stuff and having a get-together and things, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, some of those things just mean you're getting old, though, right?
Well, I'm definitely getting old. I tell you that right now. So
in other words, you're not driving up north every weekend anymore.
No. Oh, yeah, nope. So,
no, I mean, it's got to be. We got a minute left, but it is probably so different to recruit now with, you know, all the videos and everything. You can see so much without even going to see an athlete.
Yeah. What helps us is we got so many alumni that are coaches. You know, so they give us a lot of leads and things like that, and that they've been here with the experience, and say, you know what, maybe give them a shot.
Yeah.
Because a lot of young people, they like that Division I thought, or,
right.
You know, or D2. But I tell you what, it's hard to beat a private small school, you know, and you can do whatever you want to do and be whoever you want to be.
Yeah, and the networking that you guys have had through all the different student-athletes that you've had, there's enough people out there that can give you some hints on some people, some tips here and there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've had a built-in referral system. It seems like you've supplied track coaches to so many high schools down in southeast Michigan, Tim, that it's amazing, you know.
Yeah, Coach Richards was recruiting today, and he goes, what's the name of that thrower coach up here at Bay City Central? And I'm like, let me think. Paul Jacobs. Yeah. He goes, yep.
There you go. Yeah, that's what it is. It's all about those relationships. So, again, Coach, we appreciate your time coming in here. I always enjoy talking to you.
It's always
and,
fun.
You know, again, good luck this weekend. You know, not only, you know, I know it's going to be pretty emotional for you being at the Hall of Fame, but, you know, getting those kids out there and good luck. Hopefully you come back with some hardware as well.
Appreciate you. Thank you, guys.
All right. Once again, Coach Tim Bauer from Siena Heights University, along with Fred Smith. I'm Jeff Bowman. Thank you very much. You guys have a great rest of your week. Keep it tuned right here, 965 The Cave, 965thecave.com.